Howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. I ate a kid's meal the other day at McDonald's.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think, just right.
Well, I don't think his mother was too proud of me.
Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, you got the stink eye, didn't
I? Did, yeah. You're right, yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts, thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Hey, welcome to our outfit.
All right, so now it's been quite a while since I have done these, but I needed to bring this back up.
Oh, okay.
Big Brother Jim and I are big proponents of the Second Amendment.
Yes.
That's no secret, right?
No secret at all.
And I saw a T-shirt that said, if guns kill people, pencils misspell words,
right,
cars make people drive drunk,
uh-huh,
and spoons made me fat.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
yes. So I had to elaborate on
those. You had
those.
To extend it a little bit?
Well, of course I did. I
mean,
okay. Why wouldn't you? Right?
Why not?
All right.
Yeah.
If guns kill people, electric fences force little boys to pee on them. Alcohol makes me look like Tom Selleck.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And holding a fishing pole makes me lie.
Makes me lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't you think?
Well, it goes without saying.
If guns kill people, golf clubs cause foul language.
That one I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, I can.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Right, yeah. I guess you could throw in their ropes.
Oh, well, okay.
All right. Credit cards make people spend money they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And ropes make grown men whine like blue heeler pups.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. True
yes.
story. If guns kill people, doors intentionally smash little fingers.
That's right.
Coffee tables maliciously bruise shins.
Mm-hmm.
And fly swatters leap out of dark corners and whack unsuspecting little brothers for no apparent reason.
What'd you do that for, huh?
I don't know. Yeah.
It was there.
Right. If guns kill people, denim makes me scratch myself in public.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
right.
Dear.
Telephones dial 900 numbers all by themselves.
Yes, they do.
And Al Gore really did invent the Internet.
Yes, he did. And he certainly did.
You know, all right. I should have started
this. You want to elaborate?
Well, I should have started this with our disclaimer.
You should have.
Is what I should have.
Yes.
Right, yeah,
yeah,
right. If guns kill people, Diet Pepsi is to blame for belching at the table.
Yes, of course.
Bean burritos are singularly responsible for flatulence in bed. Yep.
Called a Dutch oven?
Yeah. Covered wagon. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Here we go. All right. And the onion chili dog should be held accountable for no good night kiss.
There you go.
Right?
There you have.
Yeah. Right. If guns kill people, mm-hmm, bank statements cause ulcers.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Money breeds embezzlement.
Yeah.
Right. So we shouldn't have any.
Well, and marriage produces divorce, right?
What is it they say? The leading cause of divorce is marriage.
Marriage,
right?
Yeah.
And a new computer should come with a do-it-yourself carpal tunnel kit.
There you go.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. If guns kill people, shovels are the cause of body odor.
Yes, they
Cigarette lighters cause lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not responsible for anything I have said here this day.
I cannot be held responsible.
I cannot be held responsible.
That's right.
That's right. Next time, we'll start with our disclaimer.
Disclaimer first.
Yeah, we'll do our disclaimer first. But, hey, we do have a great show coming at us this week. Always.
Of course.
Ken Overcast is riding along with us. The late Larry McWhorter has some poetry for us.
Yep. Yeah.
We have Dave Stamey, Patsy Cline, Dan Roberts, but let's start with Ben Crane.
Why not?
Open up the gates.
Open up the gate. The gate slammed shut like a gunshot. Our freedom gone in a flash. The herd is milling in a panic. Open range now a thing of the past. Just yesterday we was running free, the wind blowing through our mane. We never saw the riders coming, never banked on a hurricane. Deep inside us there's a strong drive to thrive on our own home range. To run with the herd we were raised in, this prison just smells strange. Been bunched up here for far too long without our regular feed. Restless feet are stomping. This herd is gonna stampede. So open up the gates. Let these ponies run. We're headed back to where we started from. To drink the mountain streams and breathe the mountain. Kicking up our heels, gonna let them fly. Gonna live again beneath an open sky. It seems like only yesterday, yet it seems like it's been forever. But now it's time to turn these ponies loose. To where we started from. To drink the mountain streams and breathe the mountain air. We're kicking up our heels, we're gonna let them fly. Gonna live again beneath an open sky. We wanna drink the mountain streams, we wanna breathe the mountain air. Kicking up our heels, we're gonna let them fly. Gonna live again beneath an open sky. We gotta more than just survive, so let's grab a hold and thrive. It's time to live again beneath an open sky.
Oh, yeah, great way to start out Cal Radio with our good friend Benito the Beloved.
The original Salt Lick.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Ben Crane, you know him best for his Leaning Tree cartoons.
That is correct, right? Yes.
And he has done the covers of all my CDs for years.
Right.
But he's a heck of a musician,
yes,
too.
Yes, he truly is.
Recorded that himself.
And he is by no means handicapped.
No, not whatsoever.
By no means, yes.
You know, we could be classified as mentally.
We are certifiable.
Well, it's true. Yeah. Folks know that of us.
But right.
The reason we started out with that show was, tell them the story.
Well, the genesis of this show,
yeah,
was me and Jimmy Thane and a Barbadoe Ram sheep. Tried to go through the same gate at the same time.
Okay, so that's a that's a mixture for disaster right there in the beginning. You and Jimmy Thane, then you throw a ram in.
That's
there.
Right. You throw a ram in,
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Okay.
And bless his heart, that gate was It was a one-person gate.
It was a narrow gate.
It was a very narrow gate.
Right, so.
And I says, we need a wider gate here. And Jimmy says, hey, I think that's a radio show.
That sounds like a radio show to me. So, I mean, you got the RAM loaded.
Well, the RAM was the skinniest of the three, all right?
He fit better than you and Jimmy did?
That's right.
Could you and Jimmy have fit through that gate without the RAM?
Heavens
no. Oh, okay. It was one of those gates. Okay. All right.
It was a one-person gate.
And trying to get through it
at the same time.
All right. Well, that's like me and dragging meadows.
Well, of course. That goes without saying.
We need a wider gate.
I need a wider gate.
After tearing out this one particular gate, I have multiple times.
Not just once.
Not just once. Uh-huh. Multiple times while pulling my drag through the gate.
I can do this.
I finally moved the post.
You had to.
I tore it out.
It's time to move the post.
So I moved the post and I gave myself extra room.
Yes.
Of course, I had to buy a new gate.
Well, of course.
Yeah, because
it's wider.
Yeah, exactly. Although I have been known to jerry-rig a few gates.
I can shim a gate real well.
And I have done so. I've got one down in my bottom pasture that if Jim Nelson would be proud, our father.
Just slide a post in there.
Our father, Jim Nelson, would be proud of what I did
to make this gate
wider. Yeah, anyway. Mm-hmm. We've got lots of stories here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but we need to ditch out to a cow commercial now. Yeah. But the good news is Dan Roberts is going to sing to us when we get back. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.